Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
Here's a really important truth from an Old Testament prophet, Zephaniah 3, verse 17. It says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing." That is such an important principle and truth to grab onto, something that our kids need to be able to grab onto as well. I'm John Fuller, joined by Danny Huerta. He's the Vice President of the Parenting and Youth Department here at Focus on the Family. And let's go ahead and listen to a bit of a conversation that Danny and Jesse Manassian had with Jim Daly and me as they described how to help your kids build a healthy identity rooted in the truths of who God is.
Bible verses. We're talking predominantly about Christian parents. I mean, anybody can use this, but it's going to be filled with Christian context. And that's what we want, because as you said, Jesse, the Lord has created this for us. And it's a beautiful wedding present. In fact, one of the things I've said to my boys is, you know, this is God's wedding present to you. And he wants you to keep it wrapped until your wedding night, right? So you need to make that commitment now and think about that. And we know how you like to cheat at Christmas and look at the presents ahead of time. But in this situation, you got to keep it wrapped. Yeah. And you'll be gratified that you've done that. But what are some of those Bible verses you're highlighting for the launch curriculum?
Yeah, 1 Peter 2:9 says we are chosen by God and a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 1:18-9 says we are ransomed, redeemed, and we're saved, right? And in Romans 8:17 it says we are heirs to what God has for us. And in 2 Corinthians, God tells us we are a new creation.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 12:9, God's power is demonstrated when we're weak. In Ephesians 2:10, talking about each one of us being God's poema, his masterpiece, his poetry, and the way that he's designed us. And helping each one of those verses just sort of weaving together to help young people understand who they are, because that's so core as we begin talking about who they're going to be becoming. They have to know.
And that's kind of the key issue, isn't it? I talk a lot with my boys about that identity, your identity in Christ. It's one of the core things a parent has to establish with their kids, that you need to know who you are and why God has you here.
And something we briefly talk about in launch, and that I use a lot in my home and my counseling practice, is the idea of using chalk markers or any marker that you could dry erase, right, and putting in the mirror these truths, the ones we find in Scripture about our kids that are unique to them as well. How did God design you? I love your smile. I love your sense of humor. And giving them truths of who they've been created to be by God and drawing it as a surprise on the mirror, because that's where a lot of our lies come through the mirror. We sometimes are worst enemies in that we filter
worst critic
through a lens, or worst critic, and we filter through a lens that is not true, not real. And especially 9 to 12 years old, there are a lot of conflicting messages and assumptions that are made. And as parents, that's a very practical way to speak into them and surprise them. And you'll see, they'll probably start writing truth for you, which is also a pretty big gift to get from our kids.
Boy, if I think back to my teenage years in particular, who am I? Why am I here? Those are big questions, and I was not equipped to answer them. It's not that my parents messed up. It's just there wasn't much going on in the spiritual training department for me. And Danny, we have a lot of listeners who really, really want to get this part right. How does the Bible guide them in responding to those questions of existence and purpose in life?
Well, it's a lifelong discovery. And if all throughout Scripture, God calls us from a certain perspective. And really, I really believe it's summed up in Ephesians 2:10, where it says we are God's masterpiece of creation. I've tried to paint that picture for my kids as we talk about what does that mean, a masterpiece? When have you guys looked at a masterpiece? It's a one of a kind. There can be replicas, but there's only one of a kind. And that's what you are. God's masterpiece of this amazing creation. He says in 1 Peter 2:9 that we are chosen by God in a royal priesthood. There's a royalty to it. And then in 2 Corinthians, it says that we're a new creation in Christ. there are words that set the initial part of the conversation. What culture tells us, though, is that we have to show that we have this profession or that we have to be the number one in order to have worth and belonging. And that's not true. We already have belonging into God's family, into the family we're born into. And that's a great place to start. And that's where you can begin that conversation with your kids. In the sense of worth, it's not about what we do. It's about who we are and what we've been invited to do. What has God invited us to do? And in that process, we discover this. Make sure you take the time to ask your children, who gets to vote into what their worth is? Who gets to vote and say who they think they are as kids? Who gives them feedback that is important to them? Where do they get that renewal from people? Who's life-giving in their life? Who tends to distract them away? Who do they compare to? And in those moments, you can begin to discover more and more what those insecurities are that your kids carry. And from that, you just tell your kids that you get to discover a lot of things along the way as you look at the interests and passions that are laid in your heart. And you don't have to discover that by the time you're 17 or 18. Even as parents, we continue to discover what our identity is in Christ as his child. Now as a parent in that role, our roles change, but our identity continues as a child of God in those different places that we're in all the way until we die. And then we truly discover our full identity as his children.
I appreciate that. Well, some great insights from Danny, both now and in the recording we heard as he and Jesse Manassian were talking with Jim and me. And they are featured, Danny and Jesse, in the Focus on the Family video series, Launch into the Teen Years. It's an engaging series for you to watch and discuss with your preteen and covers topics like identity and body image, peer pressure, so much more. And we're making that video series available as a special gift to you when you support the work of Focus on the Family with a donation of $60. So if you can do that, please let us know. You can call us, 800-A-FAMILY, or you can donate and get the kit online. The details are in the episode notes. This reminder that you can also receive a free preview of Launch into the Teen Years. It's a great series. Look for that link in the episode notes as well. Next time, how to handle heated conversations with teenagers. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team here, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.